The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. The subconscious mind stores all of our life experiences, beliefs, memories, skills, emotions, instincts, and behaviors. 95% of our thoughts and decisions originate from there. Our subconscious beliefs control our life. Psyche is a very effective, quick system to help you rewrite these beliefs and alter perceptions of past trauma using whole brain integration techniques. Returning guest Rita Soman is going to tell us more. And then Marie is going to tell us what it was like for her. And in the second half of the show, returning guest Elizabeth Amy will invite you to remotely receive the healing energies from the John of God crystal bed. It increases the vibration of water in the body, which then clears emotional debris. So set your intention to receive the healing on all levels from this show, and then write on my blog and let me know what happens as you listen, and I'll respond. So Rita, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Melanie. Thank you for inviting me again.
It's my pleasure. Because of the great things that have happened to me since getting introduced and using Psyche, and I want the world to know about it.
You're right. It's a very important little missing piece that will, you know, enlighten people. They'll be so delighted that they know this now.
Yes. But as a traditional therapist, you and I both have been, and we're used to cognitive behavioral therapy or desensitization for people who have all kinds of phobias or OCD issues. But this is something that's action-oriented, and it changes your belief, which then changes your actions. And it's right there in the session. You don't have to go home with an assignment. I mean, so it's so different. But how does the individual know what beliefs they need to change?
Actually, you know, it's not important for them to know, because what beliefs to change, a lot of times, you know, we don't even know what beliefs that I need to change. People usually come to me with a problem and a goal and saying, I have a problem with this issue, a health issue, addiction issue, or marital problem, prosperity issue, depression, and then what we do with using kinesiology, muscle testing, we communicate with their subconscious mind and then find out what beliefs that are involved, you know, in this the process of creating a problem that they're facing right now. And then we begin the psyche process, the balance, psyche balance we call it, and mm-hmm. begin to shift those beliefs, transform them into more positive and supportive of the solution than supportive of the problem.
Okay. So when people come to you and they tell you, you know, this is what I want to work on, do you explain psyche or you just go into the process with them?
No, I tell them that the problem originates from the subconscious mind. What you're experiencing is just a symptom, you know, a mm-hmm. set of symptoms. And the problem that you think is a problem maybe your conscious knowledge of the problem, but subconscious mind may have some of the problem. For example, if somebody comes to me that I have problem with money, it's very hard for me to attract money or hold on to money. They may have some issue related to past traumas in the life that doesn't let them focus on what they should do to create a prosperous life. So It's very important that they know that what they're experiencing, you know, is a set of symptoms, that the real answers to their problems lie in the subconscious mind, and also the solutions come from there too. So psyche allows them, again, to rewrite those programs so that they can release the charge to those painful memories or traumas they have experienced so that they can be in the now. Okay.
So when they do the process, does it actually change the belief? Does it alter it, or it just removes the obstacles that have been preventing positive movement?
Actually, when we say obstacle, these are the beliefs, you know, the beliefs that do not support them. So we rewrite these beliefs. They rewrite, I facilitate.
Right, yes, I understand that.
And once that happens, then they experience some shifts, you know, physical, emotional, or spiritual shifts during the process of balancing, we call psyche balancing. And once, you know, they do actions toward their new beliefs, then they begin to see the results, the actual results in the physical world.
Now,
creates the potential, but they see the results when they do actions.
Okay. So what if somebody's not noticing any changes or not feeling any changes? Is there a reason that happens?
Well, there may be many reasons. One is that they're not doing the action, right action. Two is that maybe there are other beliefs that are part of the problem. So we call it peel the layer of the onion. Then we find out the person comes back again, and then we find out there are more beliefs that are stored there. Then we just begin to work, you know, shifting those beliefs. So it can, depending upon the problem, if somebody has a little confidence problem and they have a fear of speaking in public or phobia or some trauma, usually one or two sessions I've been able to help these people. And if there are more issues that are attached to the same problem, then they come back again, and until we clear, it's like a car problem. If you have a little car problem, then you can see the change as soon as, you know, you take it, you know, you drive it, you notice the change. But if it is not there, the change you don't see, that means there are more problems that you know of.
Okay.
And then we just take care of that.
So if a person's coming to you and they're on like their third or fourth session and they're saying, you know, I don't feel any different, I don't see any different actions, then do you say to them,
oh, That has never happened, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
It has never happened. People notice change right away, and then they know what they want to work on next time, what's going on. While doing their action, if they see some obstacle or they're procrastinating, then we know there's some other beliefs that we need to help them with. And we work, and people do notice change, and they come back, and I have not, in very rare cases, maybe 1 or 2% people, I would say, you know, they just come and don't do their actions, and they think that we are going to do some magic there, and then the life will change. That's not how it works.
No. You have to be involved in the process. And you can't just go through the motions, because your body won't say yes to do something if it isn't wanting to do it.
So sometimes there are secondary gains for being ill or other problems. You know, you get attention, and this is the only way if you know how to get attention. Like for me, as a little child, the only time for me to get attention, the only way was to actually get sick. And when getting sick, you know, one of my parents would stay home to take care of me. So I formed a belief that, you know, in order to get attention, you know, people only pay attention when you get sick. So I became almost hypochondriac, all the time sick. That's the only way I knew how to get attention. But once, you know, I did the work. I did many different kind of therapies. They did help me. I won't say they didn't, but they didn't go to the root cause. So psyche actually goes to the root cause. So now if I stopped, you know, creating symptoms of an illness, you know, to get attention,
Yes.
Then I started some other behavior, like working too much to get attention. Mm-hmm. People mm-hmm. ask me, why you work so much, you know, it's not good for you. So, I mean, getting attention was my issue, not getting attention. So I did many things, not getting recognition as a child. Not that they didn't want to, but the thing is that parents can only give you what they know.
Yes.
How to and how what they were given as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nobody's fault, you know?
Correct. Correct. I know in my own case it was similar, that the only way I give my permission to stop doing workaholic kinds of activities was to be sick. Then it was okay for me to say I can't do that because I'm sick. So
yeah.
I would go 90 miles an hour and then hit the brick wall, and then I'd be down for whatever length of time to recover. But through Psyche, the last session you and I did, that's what I discovered was, oh, I was overtired, but I didn't give myself permission to stop. So that was why I had a resurgence of some symptoms. So now I know.
Yes, and you get the awareness, and if you're willing to participate, and then you can, the facilitator can help you find the beliefs. And if you take the workshop, then you can work with your own self, and you can find your own beliefs that you cannot see with the conscious mind's eye. You know, you just... they're so deeply buried in the subconscious mind, not like a deep, deep, but like they don't come to the awareness, conscious awareness, you know?
I do. I know personally, yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So people have asked me, you know, you can do sessions by Skype with people to do Psyche, and you do the kinesiology, and they want to know, well, how can you do that when I'm not physically present, when you can't, you know, touch my arm or muscle test me? How do you do that?
Since we are all connected, one energy, mm-hmm. so once they give me permission, I surrogate them. I surrogate, and I only do muscle testing to find out what beliefs are need to be shifted, and taking permission and commitment, permission from the superconscious mind and commitment from the subconscious mind, and they do all the work. So I just muscle test only for these three reasons, you know. We test the statement, post-test the belief statement after, you know, balance is complete, and then taking permission.
Mm-hmm.
So rest, they do everything. They do the work, actually. I just muscle test interrogation. Even hard for me to believe that this works, you know, until I worked with a lady. She had a late-stage cancer, and I worked with her 8 sessions, and she was totally free of cancer, totally.
Oh, my goodness.
She lived in the East Coast. And then I said, it does work, you know.
Yes.
And then from there, I became a believer. And now, you know, no problem. 80% of my clients are actually worldwide, and they do Skype sessions with me.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's getting better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how you've worked with me on my things, was through Skype. Mm-hmm. So that,
yeah,
and
but, you know, I can
until I met you in person at the workshop, yeah.
I can understand people's question about it, you know. And I had the same question, but until you experience, you know, something, you know, then you can say, yeah, it did work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just believe in things, you know, just because somebody's saying something.
Right.
You believe when you experience. This is how beliefs are formed, with experiences. So I say that you're entitled, if you're skeptical, it's okay for to be skeptical.
Yes, but it is.
You have to just try it and see what you think about it.
Mm-hmm. The thing that you taught me that is most helpful is the whole brain posture for me.
Yeah, whole brain posture. Yeah,
is that something you can describe to the listeners, or
actually,
do they have?
You know, whole brain posture is mentioned in many modalities. It's like, you know, our left brain controls the right side of the body, and right brain controls the left side of the body. When we cross the body, you know, you create the temporary connection of left and right hemisphere together. You become whole brained.
Mm-hmm.
We use whole brain, which is ideal to change the subconscious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we are now processing the information using the both hemispheres of the brain, instead of like part of me says this and part of me says that. We get dominated either left or right side, you know, around certain situations that we experienced in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Expressing emotions, you know, how you see your parents, you know. like my father hardly talked about his feelings. So he was more dominated on the left brain. He had to take care of the whole family. So he was workaholic and working hard to take care of everybody. He loved everybody, but he just did not have access. He didn't use right hemisphere a lot where emotions are. My mother, on the other hand, was more right brain dominated. So to me, like, there were times when I became totally left brain in certain situations. When time came for me to earn a living and take care of certain bills, I just forgot about everything else. I need to do this. And in other situations, I became more right brain dominated, you know. So I switched back and forth, but I wasn't able to use whole brain the way I'm able to use with Psyche, because I don't have any reasons to use more left brain or more right brain. For any reason, I'm able to feel my feelings, release my feelings. I'm able to, it's safe for me to talk about anything, you know, with my own self. And I don't have to get into some behaviors to avoid myself or avoid my past. I'm able to face my life with the confidence and ease, and life is actually very beautiful. And because of being whole-brained, you have complete trust in the process of life and the universe. All these things help me to live a peaceful and happy life.
Okay. And well, unfortunately, our time is running out, and I want people to go to beliefmantra.com. in order to find out when your next workshop is and to communicate with you to maybe have a Skype session with you, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, and I'm hoping we get lots of response. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's go to a break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced cell training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Psy-K is a system to change your subconscious beliefs. It helped me to stop sabotaging myself. Listen to see how it might help you, as it did Marie. Today we're talking to a person by the name of Marie, who's been generous enough to let me use the Psy-K methods working with her. So I would like you to tell our listening audience, what made you decide that you were willing to try Psy-K?
Sure. I really couldn't put into words what my issues were. I just knew that I felt off balance because I found myself hurting the ones I love. I couldn't change the negative patterns, and I had become really frustrated. I attempted to find answers on my own by reading and praying, but I just didn't feel like the concepts that I was finding really fit my circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of talking with you, and you were so kind to listen to me express my frustrations, you had told me about how Psy-K had helped you. And when you told me that, it sounded like this might help me as well. I kind of asked you about the process, and I felt at peace after hearing about it, so I decided to try it.
Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners what one of the issues were, if you're comfortable sharing that, that you worked on.
Sure. One of them, for instance, I mean, I worked on many so far, and I love it, but just one simple one was this feeling of confidence and self-worth and possessing inner beauty and believing that I actually had those things. I had a very shallow sense of confidence, self-confidence, and it would crumble at just the slightest of circumstances. So that was one, and there were a few others.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you know that the process was working? What evidence did you have that would verify that it really worked?
That's the fun one about this particular aspect is when we were working on the feeling of self-worth and value, it was we had written out, you know, how would I know this worked? And one of the things we wrote out was that other people would say, compliment me in my beauty, externally and internally, internal beauty and external beauty. And that was something I hadn't heard from strangers in many years. And sure enough, the week after we went through the session, I accompanied my husband to a local sub shop. He's a regular there. And the next day he went back without me, and the clerk was bubbling over. She's like, your wife is so pretty and just so beautiful, and she's got this inner beauty too. And I wanted to tell her so bad, but I didn't want to make her feel awkward. So he called me up, and he was so excited. He's like, man, you really impressed that girl. She was just so, you know, just, and he said, and I agree, you are. You're just beautiful. And it was so good to hear that. Well, then later that same week, I had to travel for work. And during my off time at the hotel, I received so many compliments from total strangers. And it continued now for a couple of weeks since then. It's just random people telling me I'm beautiful or, you know, complimenting something about me. And it's not about the external for me. It's about the way I carry myself that, you know, there's something there that shows I believe I have value, and therefore others are picking up on that now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's an inside job.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
You feel on the inside and people notice it on the outside.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my husband, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you, my husband has also been noticing changes in my choice making as well. So that's been very exciting.
Yeah, so good for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Well, if somebody's listening and they want to consider doing this process, how would you describe it to somebody? What happens? How does it work?
Okay, well, it's the sessions are very simple and easy. I choose an area of my life that I would like to see change for the better, and then during the session you'll ask me questions related to that area of my life, and at the same time you test my body for the answers. It's not like I have to think of an answer to verbalize to you as a response, but my body responds for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best part, because I am terrible with words. You'll hear me stumbling as I'm talking to you now. But so we proceed based on the answers. So when my body responds with a weak response, we know that's something that I need assistance with. It's something in my life that is weak. And so then we ask which method we should use in order to move forward. And I would say that the thing about Psy-K is that a lot of the strengthening work during the session is focused visualization of wholeness, balance, and alignment. And the visualization creates a map for my spirit, my body to follow from here out.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Sometimes writing helps us with the visualization, and sometimes it is just a method of meditation that is focused on whatever the subject is. So, and that's it. It's just spending time on visualizing, and there's nothing afterwards that needs to be done. It's not like I have to take notes home and study. If you remember, that's what I was explaining at the beginning. I did a lot of that, you know, note-taking, studying, and, you know, dwelling on things. And that's what I did beforehand. Ended up really, really frustrated in not having any changes happen. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I love Psyche, because this has been so easy, and yet I can feel, as we're doing the session, areas of my life getting in alignment.
Great. Well, I really thank you for being willing to share this with the listeners, because somebody out there might need just what you said to help them to feel it's safe for them to try this process. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for helping me so much with this.
Well, you're quite welcome as well.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you, or is someone you know, struggling with life? Do you know that your subconscious beliefs play a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you to permanently change your beliefs that may not be in alignment with your goals. We care about getting you a return on your investment. We can help you reach your goals easily and quickly. Contact us at BeliefMantra.com. That's BeliefMantra.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. We heard that Psy-K is a system to change your subconscious beliefs. Now, we are going to hear about another method, another treatment option called John of God Crystal Bed with Elizabeth Amy. I want you to listen and see what your body does while you hear this interview. Today, I'm fortunate again to have Elizabeth Amy as my guest, talking about something that's new, adding to the modalities that she does. It's called a crystal bed. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Melanie, for having me on the show.
It's always a pleasure. And with this modality, I have personally experienced it, so I can talk about it, not just ask you about it.
Yeah, I think that once it's something that's actually a little bit difficult to explain, and so just having you had experienced it, is a good thing, because you can speak to it in a way so that when I'm talking about it, you can ask me questions from the perspective of somebody who's actually tried it.
Mm-hmm. So as best we can you explain to the listeners what is a crystal bed?
A crystal bed is, I suppose it's a bit of a misnomer, because the bed itself is not made of crystal. It's simply any bed. Usually it's a massage table or a day bed, a comfortable surface to lay on. And the part that's crystal is there are crystals that are placed to hang over the person who's lying on the crystal bed, fully clothed, face up. And the crystals are adjusted so that the light going through the crystals points at the various energy centers in the body, the main chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how the crystal bed is set up. That's what, if you were looking at it, that's what you would see.
And they could actually go to that article that you wrote for Natural Awakenings in Rhode Island, and
yes,
they could read it and see what one looks like.
Yeah, you can see what one looks like. And there are also, if you Googled John of God crystal healing bed, because the crystal healing bed is actually one that was designed by John of God, who is a Brazilian healer.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you Googled that, you would come up with several images of what the crystal bed looks like and the crystals themselves.
Okay, so how did you personally acquire the crystal bed?
Yeah, it's I've been to see John of God several times when he came to the United States. And then finally, just this spring, March, end of March into the beginning of April, I finally went to Brazil to the healing casa. They call it the casa de Dominacio,
mm-hmm.
but everybody just calls it the casa. And so I went to the casa and on a two-week-long healing retreat there, and I asked him if I could, you know, purchase this crystal bed, because you have to have his permission to do that. And he said yes, and I was absolutely overjoyed, so I was able to bring this crystal bed back with me here to the United States. So,
good. So did you have to have any specialized training to be able to help people with it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question in that it's not particularly training per se.
Okay.
So somebody there who's well versed in it, you know, showed me how to set it up.
Uh-huh.
And but the rest is very much an experience that you have when you go to see John of God. He'll often have you go have a crystal bed session of your own. And so I had experienced it already a fair number of times. And I've spent multiple hours, many, many hours, in the healing current that is run when John of God is doing his healing work.
Can you explain what that is? Because people may not be able to comprehend what that is.
Okay, no, totally. Thank you for asking me to clarify that. In the casa, there are different rooms, and they're called current rooms. And they just call it current because, in fact, if you think of electricity, how it runs as a current.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in there is part of the current. So everybody sits there with their arms and legs uncrossed and their eyes closed and simply relaxing and allowing the healing energy to flow. And as one is receiving healing, one is also assisting others to receive healing, because your body is you know, made up of all these electrons anyhow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so electricity actually runs through us quite nicely for the most part, because we're about 70% water, so we're good conductors. And so we are all part of this current. And so as you stay in this current for several hours, maybe not all at once, but 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon, and repeatedly over time, there is this energetic entrainment that takes place. And when I say entrainment, if you think of just three tuning forks, for example, mm-hmm. side by side, if you ping one of them, then the ones beside it begin to gently hum in that same frequency. And so as we're sitting side by side in this current, we are all entraining this current, and we are all allowing this same current to flow through us. So when I do a crystal bed session, when I help somebody doing their crystal bed session, I am already, I've already kind of received this energy signature in my body. Does that make any sense if I say it like that?
It does, yes, to me. I don't know if it does to the listeners, but it does to me.
It's kind of like it's our energy system is just like any muscle. So the more you use it, the more energy work you do, the stronger it becomes. And so I have done a fair bit of it now, so this energy runs through me rather easily.
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to do now at this point is close my eyes and uncross my arms and legs and just simply visualize being in the current, and I can feel the current starting to run again. And so, you know, I think when I say things like that, I sound like a lunatic. But, you know, it is what it is. I have no real explanation. You know, there's no way to say this without sounding a little bit out there. But in fact, it's a wonderful experience. And, you know, so I share with those who ask about it.
Right, and I can personally attest to that, because I was able to come to your home office in Rhode Island and to get on the bed, and you were intentional, but you were not in the room while I was on the bed.
Oh, correct, yes. I basically connected, if you will, with the current, mm-hmm. and I said a silent prayer of intention to simply connect with the energy and allow whatever healing needed to be, to take place, to allow that to take place. Mm-hmm. For your highest and best good, in the sense of, like, just receive whatever it is you need to receive.
Right, and you don't actually have to know what it is that I need healing with.
No, I usually don't have any idea what anyone needs unless they share that with me, which is not necessary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, I simply leave the room so that you have privacy. I have gentle music running in the background, and, the crystals are There are light bulbs behind the crystals, so they kind of, the light flashes through the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I aim those as the light comes through where they're supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I simply leave the room, and it just does the work on its own.
Yes. And I remember saying to you that time stopped. I had no concept of how long I was on the crystal bed. And that I was transported, my body was still there, but I was elsewhere and just letting whatever needed to happen with my body to happen.
Right. It's a very interesting phenomenon. And anybody who gets on the crystal bed, almost everybody has said to me that it was a profoundly relaxing experience and that they'd lost track of time. That's kind of a common statement. But everybody gets from it specifically. It's very different. Everybody seems to get something different from it.
Mm-hmm. So, they get what they need.
Yeah. And I was talking with you the other day and was giggling and saying what we want and what we need are not always the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The kind of healing we think we need may not be what is actually beneficial for us.
Right. And then, a lot of the healing that takes place, a lot of this is faith healing, really.
Yeah.
And so anytime you talk about faith healing, so many times when I went to the Kaza or when I saw him here in the United States, he would say, or the translator would say for him, that half of it is, God is healing you, but the other half is your belief. It's what you do.
Right. That,
so, if you go to a faith healer and you don't believe it's going to work, it will not work.
Right. I think you have to be emotionally and spiritually and mentally ready to receive the healing.
Right. On that level. So I've had people come try it as a curiosity, and they felt profoundly relaxed and ended up calling me 2, 3, 4 days later and said, I've had so many insights. I've had so many aha moments since the crystal bed treatment that I can't help but think that it has to do with the crystal bed treatment.
Uh-huh.
And so, that's not scientifically proven. I can't prove that that's what it is. But there's been enough people, contacting me afterwards and giving me feedback that, and my own personal experience, of course. I have many, many, I call them intuitive hits, those aha moments.
Yes.
I have a lot of those when I'm on the crystal bed. So it brings a lot of clarity to situations that you already know the answer to, but for whatever reason you can't seem to muddle through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they surface so that you can see them and understand them better and make, better choices or what have you.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. How about we make the choice to have a break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more specifics of who this is good for. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
March is Social Worker Month, a time to remember social work heroes like Nobel Prize winner Jane Addams, Secretary of Labor Frances Perkins, and civil rights leaders Dorothy Height and Whitney Young. They all helped make this nation great. You can too. If you're a professional social worker, the National Association of Social Workers provides a unique network of your peers. If you're thinking about becoming a social worker, NASW resources can help you explore your options. Social work is the profession of hope.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced cell training is a restorative self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with. reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Have you experienced anything listening to Elizabeth Amy talk about the John of God crystal bed? In this next segment, she's actually on the bed, so we can remotely experience what it's like. I want you to write on my blog and tell me what happens to you. So let's find out. I'm Amy. We're talking about her crystal bed. And what you listeners may not know is that while we're doing this interview, she has the crystal bed running. Is that the correct term?
Yes, the crystals are going. Yes.
Okay. And you and I are in entombment. We are allowing the current to flow. So arms are uncrossed, legs are uncrossed, and we're intentional that the listeners can get benefit from this.
Yeah, and with our eyes closed, yes.
I can't do that while I'm looking at the questions I want to ask you, but I'll do that in between. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So if a person comes, that's okay. If a person comes to you and has a session, how do they know or how do you know how many sessions they need? What tells them that?
The person, I encourage people to make their own choices, and people come as often as they need or want to. And so we're going to talk about synchronicity a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's very interesting that when somebody is desperate to come for whatever reason, they really, really feel like they have to have a crystal bed session today, I happen to have a cancellation that day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I never tell anybody when they need to come or how many times they need to come or how often they need to come. It's just the only real limitation is the very first time you come, if you've never been on the crystal bed anywhere before, like in Brazil or in one of the sites in the U.S. where John of God came, then you would not do more than 20 minutes on the crystal bed, just the first time,
mm-hmm.
because the energy is strong. And so that's the only real limitation there is. You can do up to 60 minutes a day if you wanted to. I don't have anybody coming every day for 60 minutes, but you can. You can feasibly do it without any harm and only good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have people coming once or twice a week. I have people coming once a month. So, and I have people who've tried it once and they don't come back, but curiously they pass it on, and someone they know ends up coming for an appointment. So it's you know, everybody gets from it what they need.
Good. Can you explain how it works, what it does? You said it's faith healing, but how do the crystals make that happen?
Well, the crystals are a Vogel cut, which is it's named after a scientist by the name of Vogel who did a lot of work with crystals. And so it's a very very pure way of focusing energy, and the crystals themselves are colored to the, they're not colored, they are of that color. So they're so pure that when I look at them just with the naked eye, like just looking at them, they look clear. And so then when I first saw it, I thought that the lights were colored, but in fact the lights are just simply incandescent light bulbs, it's plain white.
Mm-hmm.
And the crystals themselves, when the light flashes through them, then you can see the color of the crystal. So they're basically very clear. So they focus the energy, and the energy is at a very high vibration, and we're approximately 70% made of water. And so and water is a good conductor. So as the vibration goes through, all of the cells would begin to entrain. I'm going to use that word again, the entrainment of that energetic vibration, you see, and it goes through the body. And so it helps to release a lot of toxins that way.
Ah.
Because think of it as oil and water separating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's stuff that is not helpful of a lower vibration, toxins, chemicals, illness, negative thought patterns. You know, somebody who's been grieving for a prolonged period of time can end up with this kind of negative thought pattern. So even though there's no, you know, energetic attachment or anything like that you need to get rid of, but it's just something that no longer serves you and is only causing harm. Like people with depression and anxiety can really benefit from it, because that's usually it's kind of like a negative thought pattern that kind of hangs around that you have trouble letting go of.
Mm-hmm.
And so never in place of medicine. That's one thing I will always make a point of, is do not ever, ever, ever stop whatever therapies you're doing. This is simply a complementary therapy. This is not in place of anything.
Okay.
But it helps. It really helps to loosen things that are at the root of whatever the problems are.
Okay.
Helps them to let go.
And what does the person need to do to have all of this be effective?
Well, the first piece of it is to be receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So the person would wear light-colored clothing for the simple reason that it's easier for the light to get through the white or light-colored clothing than dark-colored clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the person would lie, you know, on their back, face up, fully closed, eyes closed, and I have a little, I put like a little white face cloth over the eyes just so that the flashing crystals
mm-hmm.
are not going in the person's eyes, right?
Right.
And speaking of that, there is a contraindication to the crystal bed, and that is someone with epilepsy or seizure disorder.
Okay.
And that's specifically because of the flashing lights, no other reason.
Yes, because so it could set off a seizure, yes.
Right, right. So anybody else can. There's no problem, no illness, no anything that is contraindicated to this. Okay, back to what you had asked me about laying on the bed. And so the person would just simply set their intent. And the intent is simply that, you know, I'm going to make something up. Let's say I have, panic attacks. And so, you know, what I'm asking for is, I'm just asking for help in being able to, ground myself and feel comfortable and feel able to look after myself and all, you know, and releasing anything that no longer serves me. So you notice I said nothing about panic attacks. So
right.
We're not, it's that law of attraction thing where you're not focusing on what you don't want. You're focusing on what you do want. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that being said, so you make this kind of positive affirmation, but just once. And then the second part of it, right, is willing to let go of what no longer serves me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last piece of it is, and understanding and feeling that this healing is taking place on all levels.
Mm.
And that's it. It's very, very simple, so that, you know, you're stating what you want. You're stating you're willing to let go of what no longer serves you. And you're making a statement that you believe that it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the pieces, if you look at the law of attraction. Those are really significant pieces of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I wish I had $1 million. I had so much debt. Well, as soon as you say, you know, I wish I could pay all my bills, then you're focusing on your bills, right?
Yeah.
So you don't get on the crystal bed and ask for $1 million. That's not going to work. I brought it up as a silly example, but, you know, to give an idea of the law of attraction and how that kind of works, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, the intention was to be receptive to whatever was needed, not for me to define what I wanted, but just to
right.
say, okay, whatever's supposed to be, I'm open to it.
Right. And, you know, I kind of do the same thing. I simply ask for healing
mm-hmm.
On all levels.
Right, because it could be emotional, yeah. physical, spiritual.
Anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's the whole mind-body-spirit complex is worked on. And setting an intention is more for, you know, and it's still setting an intention, even if it's a vague one, but it's
mm-hmm.
still setting an intention to receive healing and to release what no longer serves. But there are so many people who want a specific outcome, and that's why when I said to you, yes, you get what you need, but you don't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
No. So eventually, what you need and what you want end up aligning.
Right.
You know, as the healing continues, you end up more aligned with what you really need.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want, yes.
Well, if somebody wanted to experience this, but they don't live in Rhode Island, can they do it remotely?
We could. I've not tried it.
Okay.
But what I have done is I had a client come when I was very newly working the crystal bed, and all of a sudden the crystals weren't working. All of a sudden, it turned out that I didn't flip one of the switches.
Oh.
But at the time, I was like, oh, my gosh, no, this can't be happening, you know. And so I told her I was having a technical problem with the crystal bed, and I was going to just waive the fee for the day and be done with that, but did she want to sit with me in current? And I would basically sit, meditate, and join with the current of the Kava. And would she want to do that? And she said yes. She lay there nice and quietly, and I did that. And I completely lost track of time, which is what happens when you're in the current. And, you know, we did this meditation for about 30 minutes, and when we were done, she told me it felt exactly the same as when she'd had the crystal bed the week earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so to me that was very validating in the sense of that when I'm on the crystal bed, I feel like I'm in the current.
Yes.
Myself, but I thought, oh, maybe that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show that energetic entrainment, you know, it can be done. It can be done because energy knows no time nor space.
Right.
So I can do an energetic entrainment. I'm not the one doing the work. Actually, I keep saying I did, but it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
It's something much bigger than me. And I am definitely not channeling the healing entities that incorporate into John of God. I am not making that claim at all. But I am connecting with that current. And so it can be done over time and distance. There's no problem with that.
Okay. So if
the crystal bed itself is a different story, yes.
Okay. So if people want to contact you about a session, either in person or remotely, how do they do that?
Well, they can email me at eca88@cox.net, cox.net.
Okay.
Or they can contact me via my website, which is holistichealingmoment.com, all one word, holistichealingmoment.com.
Okay. Well, Liz, this was very delightful, and I appreciate it greatly, and I look forward to hearing from some listeners as to their experience trying the crystal bed and maybe have them on the show to talk about it.
That would be wonderful. I really appreciate this opportunity to talk about something that I'm so passionate about. Thank you again, Dr. Melanie.
All right, you're very welcome, and we will have you come back and talk about it again.
I would love that. Thanks.
All right, now it's time to wrap up today's show. If you want to reach Rita Soman, go to beliefmantra.com. If you want to talk to Elizabeth Amy about doing a session, go to holistichealingmoment.com. I want to hear about your personal body reaction to these two treatment options. You can go to my website, thedrmelanieshow.com, and under the radio tab, you can comment on my blog. Be sure also to sign up for my newsletter. Next week, we're going to learn about new metaphysics from returning guest Lynn Woodland. We're also going to learn about how to feel and understand love from Kat Kim. So remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Until next week, goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.